Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Squeaky lead superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcast at huntleyradio.com. This is your home for all things theater, and today we have some of the cast of an upcoming production of Nonsense, which is playing at the Woodstock Opera House through April 14th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., For ticket information, call the Woodstock Opera House box office at 815-338-5300 or visit woodstockoperahouse.com. Joining me in the studio, we have Elaine Cashmore, who plays Sister Robert Ann. We have Emily Robles, who plays Sister Mary Amnesia, and Angie Strauss, who plays Sister Mary Leo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Elaine, can you give me an idea of what the show is about for those who have not seen it before?
Yes. Well, we don't want to give too much away because there's a lot of fun little surprises that happen. But essentially, it's a few nuns who are putting on a fundraiser as they had a little tragedy at their convent and they need some help. And some craziness ensues. So it's very silly. It's very fun. But really, all of these nuns are taking us through their lives and telling us stories of where they came from. And all of them have this theme of expecting their life to have turned out one way and something different happened. And they ended up exactly where they needed to be.
And tell me a little bit about your character, Sister Robert Ann.
Sister Robert Ann has been an absolute hoot to play. She pretty much is just silly and having a good time and just trying to enjoy life and make everybody happy and feel valuable. And my character is really lucky because I get to sing several different styles of songs. So that's been really fun for me to go show a huge range.
Oh, cool. What kind of styles do you sing in on the show?
I don't know what you would actually call them, but one is like super quick and super fast, and then there's another one that's very emotional, that's really sweet with all of us together, and then another one that's very like traditional Broadway style.
Okay.
So it's fun to bring my character all those different places.
Sounds like a lot of variety in this
show. Yes. Oh, there is. Yes, definitely. There. Every song has its own story. Every piece has its own reason for being there.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Emily, tell me a little bit about Sister Mary Amnesia. I think the name might throw a little clue.
Hopefully, yes. Sister Mary Amnesia is so fun and funny. As you might guess from her name, she cannot remember who she is. So she's showed up to the convent not knowing who she was, and all she could tell the Mother Superior was that a crucifix fell on her head. So I have no past memories. I'm very forgetful. And so she's just a lot of fun because she's just totally out there in her own world. And so it's been a lot of fun bringing that to life.
Fantastic.
She's kind of our pet.
Yeah. Definitely.
Here. Yeah.
Take care of her.
Run after, make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So there's a lot of love in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Angie, tell me a little bit about Sister Mary Leo.
So Sister Mary Leo is the youngest. As a novice, she's brand new. she is a novice, so she's not like a full-fledged nun yet. But she has this dream of being a ballerina, and then she joins the convent, and her dream kind of shifts towards being a nun ballerina, like the world's first, you know. And, you know, she gets kind of put in her place sometimes, but she's... I don't know. I've kind of been playing her as not a great ballerina. She's not great, but she wants to be.
Okay.
Because I'm not a great ballerina. I can do almost everything else except ballet, so that's fine. And so she's just kind of trying to find her little niche and where she belongs in the convent with all her sisters and everything. And, you know, it's her little camaraderie with Robert Ann, I feel like, is kind of funny because you don't really get a sense of it in the script, but
Yeah.
Yeah, like during the show, there's little parts where we're blocked and it's just like, oh, we're dancing or we're like, you know, Shauna and I-ing or whatever.
Rolling eyes. A lot of rolling eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, so Mary Leo is kind of funny because I haven't really played a role like this before where she's supposed to be, you know, prim and proper. But, I mean, I put my own little spin on it. So hopefully it works out. I mean, I think it works out. So
very good. Very good. And now this isn't the first time you've played a nun, is it?
No. No, it's not. I actually played Mother Superior at Harvard High School in Sound of Music my senior year. So.
All right. Now, yes. You play the youngest character in the show.
Yes.
Are you also the youngest in the cast?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be, you know, rude to any of my castmates by saying how much.
But well, we decided I'm old enough to be her mother.
Yes.
And then there's another cast member who's old enough to be my mother. Yeah. So, yeah. So we definitely span the generations.
We've got the range, as you'd say.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do when you're not in the theater?
When I'm not in theater, I do work a lot. Mm-hmm. I actually work at the Woodstock Opera House. I work in the box office. And I, you know, I do a lot of really odd things. I nanny sometimes. I help my mom with her business. And it's just, you know, a lot of my life is work and school.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's not that much different from high school, actually. It's just a more adulty version.
And where do you go to school?
I'm doing online classes and, you know, mixed in class at RVC, which is Rock Valley Community College.
Oh, okay. So, very yes. good. Now, Emily, in addition to musical theater, you also sing opera. Is that
I
correct?
I do, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the difference between doing opera and doing musical theater?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I started off as a young kid being really interested in opera, which sounds really weird, but literally my 6-year-old birthday party was opera themed, and I asked my friends to come as their favorite opera character, and they had idea what I was talking about. So I don't know how I got into that. But so I actually started in classical music. From the time I started taking lessons, I did that. I started transitioning to musical theater I'm a soprano, like a very high soprano. And in opera, I'm a lighter voice. In musical theater, I'm a heavier voice. So I've found that I can have a lot more fun with musical theater, getting kind of more, I guess, like gritty roles, whereas mm-hmm. in opera, I'm a little bit more of the sidekick. But the difference, I guess, I mean, vocally, the challenges in opera, I think you have a lot more space to just focus on the music. There's no dancing. There's a lot less blocking. Just stage direction-wise, they keep it very simple because the singing is so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Musical theater, I think the technique can be a little bit more accessible, although in this show, my music is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But in musical theater, there's just a lot more going on, so it feels like a lot more multitasking, whereas in opera, you can kind of just park yourself and sing. And musical theater, you're thinking about a million things to do. So it's just a different challenge. But I love it both. But I'm finding that I like musical theater a little bit more, I have to say.
Okay.
It's fun to do it all and dance and all that good stuff.
And Elaine,
yes.
When you're not in the theater, you are doing what?
Couple things. My primary occupation is I'm a voiceover actor. So I do a lot of different types of work, from e-learning. I do a lot of e-learning, and I've done some video games and apps, phone answering systems, that kind of stuff. So have a lot of flexibility to work from home, and my kids even get in the studio with me sometimes too. So that's been a joy. And then I also do career consulting for people in transitioning careers. So cool. Kind of have a nice balance and have my toe in a couple different places.
And how did you get involved in voiceover?
Gosh, it's been a long road. It's always something that I've been interested in doing. My degree is in musical theater performance, so always wanted to be able to have access to that. And had a really wonderful career for a long time in business, and finally realized it was time to do something new and take advantage of my education and my passions. So just kind of started dabbling a little bit, and then it's grown more and more.
All right. And You have a studio in your house?
I do.
Oh,
yes.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not big, but it serves its purpose.
And Elaine, what is it about Nunsense that made you want to be a part of this show?
Well, one thing for me is that as a voiceover artist, I am isolated a lot. I'm by myself a lot. And being able to come out and be a part of a team has been really important, and work with a director to help me vocally and think differently about how I'm using my voice, but also bringing in the physicality that comes with acting that is really a part of how I act. So being a part of a show is always important to me. But I had seen the show years and years ago and knew that the music was wonderful and the characters were just special. It's one of those shows that's kind of a blank slate in a way, mm-hmm. and just allows you to step in and really breathe life into the characters and life into the music and bring personality to it. So, and we've done that. I think we've done a really special job with that. And at first glance, it seems like it might be a simple show. It's one set. Costumes are pretty obvious. but it's really more than that. It's really interesting characters, and we've done a lot to make every moment of the show special and fun.
All right. And Elaine, or Emily, I'm going to ask you the same question. What is it that made you want to be a part of this production in particular?
Well, Nonsense is something that's surprisingly really near and dear to my heart, unlike a lot of people who've never heard of it. growing up, my grandma had the VHS of the 1993 production, and I would always watch it at her house. And I remember she lived in Florida, and there at one point they had a really nice dinner theater, and I remember going to see it with her and just thinking it was hysterical and loving the nuns. And so when I saw the name pop up on, you know, the audition notice, I was like, oh my gosh, Nonsense. I actually know that. I've seen it. And I went back to listen to it and watch it on YouTube again. And I was like, I really love this. I remember this. And I remembered loving Sister Mary Amnesia because she's so ridiculously lovable.
She's cute.
And so I auditioned, and it's I'm so glad I did. And it is fun. Like Elaine was saying, it is like a blank slate in a way, because not many people know it, which is really cool, because I think anywhere you see Nonsense, it's going to be different, because it's not an iconic show like, you know, Disney shows or something where you got to live up to a cartoon or a movie. It can be whatever the director makes it. So it's really cool to be a part of our specific production, because there's not going to be another one like it.
Nope.
All right. And I'm going to keep the question going. I'm going to hit you, Angie. sorry about that. Angie, what made you want to do the show?
Well, actually, unlike Emily, I have never heard of Nonsense before. I'd heard it, like, in passing, whatever, like, seen some things on Facebook, on stage blogs, whatever. And my friend Laura Bell actually texted me, and she's like, you need to stay home from school and audition for this musical, like, as a joke, as a total joke. But what she didn't know is that I was going through, like, some really hard, like, mental and, like, financial things about going back to school in Eau Claire. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to audition. If I get in, I get in, and that'll be my sign to stay home. And so I auditioned, and the first thing the director, Barry Norton, says to me is, oh, you played Marty in Grease, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah. And so, you know, that just kind of set the tone for, I felt like, how the show would have gone, you know. And I was like, yeah, you know, I really could do something with this show. And I got in. Wow.
Right.
And so it's kind of, this show has been kind of a different show than any other show I've been in. Like, it's been very strange. Like, with my schedule, I came in a good 2.5 weeks late because I was in Eau Claire finishing up a prior engagement and everything. And so I had that learning curve. And then I was there, and, like, as the youngest, I felt kind of like, you know, ooh, all these older people who were sitting here yelling at me. I mean, they weren't, but that's how it felt, you know. Sometimes when I was really tired of coming from a long day, I'm just like, I just don't want all these old people to yell at me all day again. I'm not saying you guys are old.
Yeah. No, that's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Yes, sister. No, it's kind of been a good ride. Now the show is very near to my heart now. Mostly because it is unlike anything that I've ever done before. This is definitely the smallest cast that I've been a part of. In my high school, we had, you know, 10 people in one of our shows one year. So I have been a part of small casts before. But this is, you know, very different, very, very fun. A lot of love between everyone in the show. And you really can see that from offstage. We got a lot of comments about that for our preview night. And it was very very important to me to get this role and know what I'm supposed to do. So, yeah.
Very cool. You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today we're talking with the cast of Nonsense, playing at the Woodstock Opera House through April 14th. The show runs Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m. For ticket information, call the Woodstock Opera box office at 815-338-5300 or visit woodstockoperahouse.com. Now, I'm going to keep the hot seat with you, Angie.
Oh, great.
Do you have any bucket list shows that just a role that you have to do?
Oh, for sure. oh, my gosh. My list is probably as long as this table. oh, gosh. Let me think. Some just right off the top of my head. Fiona in Shrek. I would die to play Fiona. Thoroughly Modern Millie. I just want to do that show. I've never done that show. I want to so badly. And then one that it was more recent, that kind of came into the limelight, but, Once on This Island. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but as someone who's really, you know, really expanding her views on a whole bunch of things, that Once on This Island is a show that I feel like everyone can do themselves some good by listening to. So for sure that show. I mean, of course, Dear Evan Hansen, all that stuff. You know, Angelica Schuyler, obvious alto bucket list. So yeah, you know, like I said, my list is so long. I have such a hard time picking, you know, my top list, but whatever, it's fine.
Good. It is great to have goals. Yes. It really is. That's awesome.
You know,
Emily, I'm going to throw the same question at you. Any bucket list roles that you're dying to do?
Oh, definitely. probably no surprise, but I would die to play Christine Daae. So I'm like, please get off Broadway so we can get the rights to this. I would love to play Christine, and later in life, I'd love to be Carlotta. She would be so fun to play as well later in life. I also would love to be in Tale of Two Cities by Jill Santoriello. I would love to play Lucy Manette. That's another kind of operatic role that would be so much fun. Let me think. Francesca in Bridges of Madison County.
Yes.
I would love to play that. I absolutely love her music. And what else? Oh, my gosh, there's so many. I'm getting a little old, but I would love to be Bonnie and Bonnie and Clyde. That one is totally different, you know, from the operatic. But you'll hear also in Mary Amnesia's music, I don't just sing high. I have a belting song, and I love to do that as well. So that would be a lot of fun, too. I'd love that. So, yeah, I would love to be in those shows.
All right, Elaine, you got the question now.
Yeah.
What kind of bucket list do you have?
I think one of my big ones is Into the Woods, either Baker's Wife or The Witch. That was definitely a show that it became popular when I was like in middle school, just age myself. But I just love the story it tells about life, and the music's wonderful. So that one definitely clicks with me. But really, Every show, I'm game. I'm in. I just, any little part, big part, whatever you give me, I just love being able to take a character and see what can happen with it.
Well, let's go in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
What is your favorite show that you've done so far?
Oh, my gosh. That's really hard. Last year, I did The Little Mermaid at the Opera House with... And that was a great experience. It was a very small part.
That was a great show.
It was a great show and just a really wonderful cast and team that pulled together something really special. So that is fresh in my mind. Before I had children, I was in Songs for a New World. Jason Robert Brown.
Yeah.
Oh, and just the music. And again, it was a very small cast, and that was really a special time as well. So that probably is pretty high up on the list.
All right. Yeah. And Emily, do you have any favorite roles that you've done so far?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say I think Sister Mary Amnesia is going to definitely go down on that list.
Definitely.
She's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the music, this is probably one of the first shows where I've felt that the music really shows off a lot of what my voice can do.
Yeah.
It's rare that I find a musical theater role that'll give me a chance to kind of go up in the stratosphere in my range, and this one definitely does. So I love that. Over last summer, I was in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers as Millie. And I have to say that was absolutely one of my favorites as well. I grew up with the movie, so when I auditioned, I had never auditioned with that company before, and I was thinking, you know, this is going to be hard to land the lead, but I really want Millie, and I went in there just gunning for it, and I got it, and it was so much fun. The dancing was crazy. I literally chopped wood on stage. Learned how to chop wood. And so I just felt really like a strong, tough woman in that role. And it was so fun. So I think those have been some really great ones for me.
All right. And Angie, throwing you the question. Favorite role so far?
For sure. Marty Maraschino was in Greece. I did that with McHenry County College.
I saw that. It was very good.
Thank you. But yes, that was by far one of my favorite roles that I've done. I met so many of my like closest friends who are now like my best friends. And Sound of Music at the high school, that's been a show and movie that has been so close to my heart since I was really young. And of course, I was gunning for Maria, like who wouldn't? But as time went on, like as Mother Superior, it was a really, like I was also classically trained. And so hitting, you know, singing that song, Climb Every Mountain, was just really something that I hadn't explored in a long time. And so it was very cool to me to be able to reach back in my roots. But Grease was probably my top show. I love Grease. And it's kind of fitting how, you know, you'll see if you come to our show, a couple little tidbits, little throwbacks from that show in Nonsense, which is, I think, really cool. So very, very fun.
Very good. Very good. Elaine, how did you get started in theater?
In my backyard, putting on shows with the neighbor kids, wrangling everybody together to do stupid lip-syncing contests and things like that. It was always important. I have very vivid memories of being in first grade, and the high school came and put on Frosty the Snowman every year. So I remember that from first grade on and always wanted to do that. So I was involved in high school and then in college and after college community theater, and then took a little break for a while the kids were little. And then now that they're big, it's time to dive back in. So I don't regret ever any opportunity that I ever had. It's always been a big part of just kind of who I am. A family member of mine is a musician, and he said once that he feels like people don't really know him until they hear his music. And that's how I feel about performing, too. Sometimes it's like when you get to be on stage, you're almost introducing yourself to people who have known you for a long time, but it's such a big part of who I am that it's nice to be able to share that with people.
All right. And Emily, how did you get started in theater and opera?
Like I said, my six-year-old birthday, opera-themed, and I still am not really sure what got me to think even that, how I knew what opera was, but there was just something inside of me that loved to perform, loved music. I have to say my Nana, who I saw Nonsense with, she really gave me a love for music a lot. But she would always put on old movies for me. I remember watching old Jeanette MacDonald, Nelson Eddy movies from the 30s, and I just fell in love with that because Jeanette MacDonald has this amazing soprano voice. I always wanted to sing like her. So I do have to say it was something just that old movies grew me to love it, and I've loved it ever since.
All right. What is your favorite part of the show?
Oh, gosh. It's hard to pick one part. It is so fun. I do love Act Two, how it wraps up everything. I can't give anything away, you know, but Act Two, the way that things kind of get wrapped up is just hilarious. The way we solve the problems that are introduced just cracks me up. I guess that's all I can say.
And Angie, how did you get started in theater?
Well, I was kind of doing a whole bunch of like odd shows here and there for a while. And really something that started me in wanting to, you know, be a musical theater person was what was being so obsessed with Phantom of the Opera. So obsessed. I had that movie memorized all the time. I was 4 years old. I had the soundtrack memorized. I was singing it. We actually went and saw Sound of Music, Phantom of the Opera in Chicago. And I remember just seeing like the pyrotechnics and all the, you know, the everything and the dancing and the costumes. And I was like my jaw dropped. And from then on, I just dove into it, and I wanted everything to do with it, and I didn't want anything else but to be a big Broadway star since I was really young. And so Emmy Rossum, if you're out there, you're the person that got me started. So, yeah, just really, you know, my mom had such a big part in that, too, was just showing me all these things. She's always like, you know, you could be a Broadway singer. You could do it. And I was like, I know. But, you know, it's been a ride, I think, for
And do you see theater is something that's always going to be a part of your life?
Oh, for sure. 100%. Yeah.
Emily, as well, do you feel that theater is always going to be a part of your life?
Oh, definitely. I'm a music teacher. I teach kids to sing Broadway and opera all the time. So it's definitely a career choice. I'm working toward getting my equity card. So I'd love to keep doing it at a more professional level, especially when my little one gets a little older as well.
All right.
I have a 2-year-old. So.
And Elaine, is there a future in musical theater?
Oh, I hope so. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Always keep at it.
All right. And, well, I want to thank you guys for joining me here in the studio. Nonsense plays Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through April 14th. Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m. at the Woodstock Opera House. For ticket information, call the Woodstock Opera box office at 815-338-5300 or go online to thewoodstockoperahouse.com. It's been great having you guys in the studio. I'm really looking forward to seeing this show. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you. I can tell
already that there's a lot of talent that's going to be on that stage.
Yep.
Is there any passing comment that you have?
I don't think so. I mean, just come into the show with an open mind and ready to laugh and have fun, so.
All right. Yeah. That sounds like a
day. Yeah, just come see it.
Come see the show. It's going to be a great show.
Probably not what you're expecting, but you'll love it.
All right. Join us for Woodstock Musical Theater Company's production of Nonsense at the Woodstock Opera House. Thank you so much. Tune in again next week.